I'm curious if there are any questions that you receive from oncologists in practice that we haven't talked about today.
I think we've hit on a lot of them. I think there are questions about what's the best induction regimen. And I remember talking to a colleague recently about a new patient, and the statement from the oncologist was, well, I'm just going to go ahead and use Thal-Dex. And my response was, I don't really do that anymore. I mean, I think if you don't want to use RVD because you like large randomized phase 3 trials as data, which I think is perfectly reasonable, then I think Lendex or Bortezomib-Dex are better regimens. And I think they're better because they induce better responses, and those better responses translate to better post-transplant responses. At least we know that for bortezomib-dex. I suspect that's the case for Lendex as well. So I think choosing the right induction is one that you have to feel comfortable with. But I think the days of VAD and the days of Thal-Dex alone, I think, are gone. I would say that those are out. I think the other question is transplant versus no transplant, which we've touched on already. I don't say it's no transplant. I say it's early versus late. And I think if we're really going to be talking about improving survival for our myeloma patients 10 years plus, then I think it makes sense for us to have cells in the freezer. Because I'll tell you, I've got a couple of patients where my biggest limitation is their counts. I can't deliver effective therapy because their counts are so bad. And in that situation, having a stem cell graft in the freezer allows you to almost reset the clock for a little bit, knowing that it's not going to last forever, but at least they'll have counts and I can treat them again with another investigational agent or with another approach. So I think those are the two of the biggest issues really that come up.